welcome to Farm Talk here at FarmFest 2019, Redwood Falls, Minnesota. We've been here for pushing a decade now. And this year, like last year, we're at the Gateway Building Systems booth, where they are got their seed treating equipment and talking about Gateway Buildings and Brock grains. And folks have been walking through and generally pretty happy, pretty optimistic. But let's talk to a guy who lives here and knows what's going on.
Yeah.
From Latham Seed, Justin Prokosh.
Thanks for having me, Mick.
You bet. And this is real close to home for you.
It is. I live just 10 miles from the site here at FarmFest from Gilfillan, and this is my back door.
You get to sleep in your own bed at night. You're the luckiest guy and the best feeling guy at the...
Yeah, I do.
Everybody says, dang, I should have brought my own pillow, or man, this bed is hard, or whatever. So, but you sleep at home. That's great.
Yep.
So.
No, it works out pretty well having this right in my back door and having dealers here to just shake hands with their customers when they come through the tent. And it's just a great opportunity to say thank you to our customers. So
you had some farmer dealers in the booth yesterday. I'm sure you have same today.
We've got a couple in there today as well. And it's just talking about new products and what's going well out in the field and how we can continue to help them out in years to come.
Yeah, we go to Walmart for a lot of things, and a lot of people are buying groceries online. But far as when it comes to seed, guys love buying from their neighbor.
Yep.
And farmer dealers are really important.
Yeah, it's all about that relationship. And that's one thing with the ag sector is having that relationship with those customers is really what helps you get in the door, and really what guys appreciate is you know what they're doing, how their family is, you know their kids' names. You know them as a friend and as a neighbor. So that's what really that's what business is all about.
Yeah, and over if a variety doesn't work out, or if it really does, then you can go back and either fix the problem or enhance the success next year.
Huh? Yep, yeah, exactly.
So the Latham catalog just came out a little bit ago, and I would assume you have some plot tours coming up here in the near future.
Yep. So the new product guide came out a few weeks ago, and a couple new corn products in that 95 to 102-day set in our area. Once you get up north, there's also a few new ones as well. But right in my back door, we're working with two or three new numbers on the corn side. A lot of interest on the Enlist side, and as well as we've got new products on the bean side in every different trait. So that'll be exciting to look at as well. So.
Yeah, and 102 is about the limit down here?
No,
or?
So depends on how far we get. But you get in this general area, and there's guys that are planting 108-day corn in this area.
Yeah, wow.
And so
now this year they wish they'd have planted 88-day corn. But
exactly, yeah.
That's a whole different story. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, the Ken Hine sent them all that short day corn to plant when they finally did get in the field. So
and then when it got too late for him, I was able to get some 86-day corn from him as well. So it worked out well. We were able to help each other out, and guys were able to put that in when they got into June and for replants and things like that. So it works out pretty well.
Yeah. Well, that again, that's part of the family of all the Latham DSMs that you're able to solve the problems for the guys who are planting that.
Yep.
So. Give us a crop report. How are things looking around here?
So things around here are looking pretty good. A lot of guys coming through the tent are just noticing and commenting on how things look around here. They look pretty good. You get down south, 30, 40 miles south, and a week and a half ago we had a pretty strong windstorm come through that took out quite a few acres of corn. We're looking at hearing reports of 80% green snap in some fields.
Wow.
So pretty tough down there, and they were looking really good. They got in really early. They didn't have to battle with a lot of the rains early this spring, And things were looking really, really good up until we got that wind event come through.
That happens to the, what's the old saying, never hails on a bad crop.
Yeah.
There's some really good corn out southwest and north central North Dakota just this week that got hailed out. And whether it's wind or hail. And that was, I would assume, not the 8-foot tall corn that got blown over. That was some of the short stuff.
Yep. And then you get west of here, so you don't have to go too far west, and you start seeing a lot of bare fields that had to get put into preventive plant. And so, but in our general area, we're looking pretty decent, and just need to, we were wet getting planted this spring, and some yellow corn was during the growing season, and now we get into pollinating and into that time, and it's things are starting to green up. We didn't have a lot of roots under our corn during the growing season just because we didn't have a lot of heat, and we kept getting rains, and so it made a lot of guys really nervous of what was going to happen with this corn since it didn't have a lot of roots under it. And so about a month ago we had some pretty hot days for a couple weeks, and that really helped green things up. The corn was able to get some roots put under it and get those nutrients that it needed.
Mm-hmm.
And right now, a lot of guys are thinking about putting a fungicide on corn, and it's during that time right now. You see a lot of crop dusters up in the air and spraying fungicides. And looking at the growing season this year that we had with the amount of moisture and the amount of rain that we had, there's a lot of disease that set in early, and whether that's crown rot or we're going to have some issues with stocks, I think. Mm-hmm. And so just something to think about is putting a fungicide on the corn this year to help out with that late season health. I know it's going to be, I mean, everybody's worried about getting late and being able to combine this corn this fall, but I think we need to be able to have that corn stand out in the field as long as we can to let it dry down. And so getting a fungicide on to help with late season plant health is going to be very, very helpful this
year. Yeah, keep that relatively good crop looking pretty good. So.
Yeah,
and as far as the traits go, you know, we started with corn rootworm, and we've got all these traits out there now, but stalk strength is a trait that's being developed and enhanced in the seed.
So quite a few of our varieties that have come out in the last few years have a new ASR gene in it, in fact, anthracno stalk rot gene, and that helps with stalk strength. And, just talk to your dealer or Ken Hines up in the Red River Valley and to find out which varieties those are. And it's always good to choose those hybrids to help with that stock strength.
So. Yeah. Now, down up north, there was some interest in the Enlist and LLGT27. How about down here in southern Minnesota? Did everybody open the door, or are they still a little want the neighbor to test it out first?
I think they're opening the door pretty wide.
Uh-huh, okay.
We had a lot of interest in LLGT27s last year, even though it got approved late, and there weren't a lot of people expecting the approval of that as when it came out. And so we scrambled to get enough beans for guys to try out, and so far so good. Everything's looking really good. They're liking that being able to put on a couple different modes of action, whether it's coming out early with your glyphosate, and then coming using Liberty or glufosinate as later on in the season to help with those escapes and things like that. So guys are liking that option, and Enlist has been on a lot of people's minds as the summer has progressed, and especially out here at the show at FarmFest, there's been a lot of interest in Enlist on whether it's just the chemical program or just a new trait to try out. So
Yeah, and that 2,4-D with choline, it works in areas that guys, well, they've glyphosate just isn't it anymore.
Yep.
So, yeah, guys need more tools in the toolbox, as
That's
they
right.
say. All right, well, what's the best way to find a local dealer or get more info on Latham?
So you can check out lathamseeds.com, check out all the products in the product lineup on the website, or you can contact myself or Ken Hines, and we'll be able to get you in touch with anybody you with any of the dealers, or help you answer any questions that you have.
Alrighty, just take a good look and sit down and have a good visit.
That's right.
Alrighty, Justin Prokosh from Latham High Tech Seed. Thank you very much for the visit, and wish you an awesome fall of 2019.
Appreciate it, Mick.
Thank you.
Thank you.